Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
My main man, who I've not spoken to in some time because I don't know if he's still mad at me or not for blowing off the golf tournament, Darius Rucker joins us. Darius, Craig, and Evan Roberts here on The Fan in New York City. How you been, buddy?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Doing well, doing well. I told Evan that when Boomer and I went down to do our show from your golf tournament the week after the Masters years ago, we left early, as you know, and I thought maybe that was something that you might still be upset about. So I just want to clear the air and be a man here and say, I'm sorry. I was hungover and didn't want to play.
I accept your apology, and I understand that. That happens at that tournament.
You did not.
Were you deeply pissed off at the time, honestly?
No, he wasn't.
No, we understand that, man. We totally understand that. We go pretty hard at that tournament.
And Craig should be pissed off because the part of the story that boggles my mind is he was going to play golf with the nature boy, Ric Flair, and he turned that down. What kind of moron would turn that down?
That's crack smoking right there. Yeah, you got to do that.
Yeah, well, I've made some other bad decisions in my life, too. Not just that. Anyhow, congrats on the Fanatics deal. We'll get to that in a second for sure. And thanks for sending me the Jets shirt. I'm trying to, I just said to Evan that, you did something in your career that I don't think has really been done since you go back to, the 1960s. I said, Diana Ross leaving the Supremes and having a successful solo career. Smokey leaving the Miracles, having a successful solo career. When you decided to break up, the Blowfish, and then ultimately go out on your own and do a country album, what level of fear was there? Can I be as successful by myself as I was with this amazing band?
Oh, I didn't call it. One of the other guys called it.
Really?
So they didn't want to be in a tour. So they didn't want to be in a touring band anymore. And so I decided I was going to go to Nashville. But to be honest with you, at the time, there weren't any African-Americans in country music. There wasn't really any pop guys in the country music doing anything. So I didn't expect much success at all. I was just glad I got a record deal and somebody else to pay for my record.
That's fine.
Did you always love country, or was it simply, I'm going to try this because of what you said? Or was it something that you loved even before that?
Oh, I've always loved it. Ever since I was a kid. Growing up, he always begged for me as a kid. Kenny Rogers. It was just, I was a big music guy, and I loved it, and I thought it was great. I really didn't think about singing it until probably the late 80s when I heard Foster and Lloyd. That's when I was like, I want to sing this someday. But, I've always been a huge fan.
Talking to Darius Rucker, he's got this great deal with Fanatics. He has a whole collection of clothes, outerwear, T-shirts, fleece, sweats, and more. The other day, I was rocking the flannel that actually Darius is wearing now with the Jet logo on it, which is awesome. And if you're a sports fan, definitely go to Fanatics.com and check out the Darius Rucker collection. It's funny. You guys were like the go-to band for ESPN for a while. And it kind of went, like when Joe Montana was in the league, it was always, why am I blocking on it? Help me out. Someone working on the show's got to help me out.
What's the question?
Joe Montana was tight with a band from California. Too hip to be square.
Huey Lewis in the News.
Yeah.
Huey Lewis
in
the News.
Right. So Huey Lewis and the News were like the go-to band in the 80s. And then Hootie and the Blowfish became the go-to band after that. And you guys were always on ESPN. I'm like, there's no way my man's a Dolphin fan and a Mavericks fan and a Reds fan. He's confused. Now you have Dolphin team that just fired their head coach, and New York Giant fans want Brian Flores to be their coach. What are your thoughts on that whole situation?
Oh, if the Giants get Flores, I think they'll be doing great. I think he's a great coach. I mean, I understand didn't work in Miami for whatever reasons they have, and I'm sure they got reasons, but I think he's a great coach. I think his next stop, he's going to be successful.
Yeah, talking to Darius, I see a whole bunch of guitars behind you. Do you have a go-to guitar, like your favorite guitar? Is there one that stands out or no?
I got this little Martin over here that I play a lot. That it's older, and I pick it up, and I go with that a lot. But I play all these, you know, when I'm writing songs and stuff.
I'm curious. Being around Craig for a year, I've noticed, and I think this kills him inside when he gets it. We'll be around, and someone will go to him and say, "Hey, Craig, I didn't love you in the morning, but I love you now." And while it's a compliment, I could see and it bothers Craig.
I do get that.
Do you ever get that, and would that piss you off if someone says, "Hey, you know what? I didn't like Hootie and the Blowfish, but man, I love you now." Would that bother you? Would you say, "Yeah, I appreciate that"?
No, you know, I've heard it the other way too. You know, I've heard, you know, "I love you, Hootie." I don't really get it now.
I'm sure you do.
I don't bother me. I always, every time somebody asks me advice, I ask him what the biggest selling record of all time was. And I think it's right now, it's the Eagles' Greatest Hits. And I think they're selling like 31 million copies of that. And you know what that means? That means that 290 million people didn't like it.
Right. You know, I asked
so Bon Jovi. You know, it doesn't bother me.
I asked Bon Jovi this question years ago, and I asked you the same thing. You know, every songwriter or young undiscovered act or band or group, whatever it may be, you know, wants to make it big, wants that record deal, wants to hear their song on the radio and tour that song and have, you know, 30,000, 20,000 people screaming, and, you know, people know every single word for it. And then there comes a point where you want to put out another album, but people only want to hear the songs they know, the hits. And I once asked Bon Jovi this. I said, "Do you ever feel like you become a prisoner of your own success?" And he was like, "Yeah, in a way, because, you know, he put out a country album, but no one wanted to hear it. We wanted to hear Slippery When Wet." And I wonder, at any point, did you guys feel that way, or did you feel that way, where if you didn't play a certain song, people got pissed at a concert, and you became a prisoner to the song?
Oh, yeah. I mean, those first four songs on our first record, we were prisoners of those. We have to play those songs every night. If we don't, you know, people complain and people are angry. And, I mean, I understand it. You know, I mean, they also afford you to play all those other 22 songs you're playing. So, you know, you do it. And we're not that band, and I'm not that guy who doesn't like to play a set show. I like to play them. I love the reaction. I love how happy it makes the crowd. So, yeah, definitely prisoners to the success.
How did you hook up with Fanatics? What's the background? You one day just woke up, had this epiphany for type of clothing you liked, and called Michael Rubin up and said, "Let's do it," or something else?
I wish. You know, they gave me a call, and I love the idea so much. And I'm such a huge NFL fan. I couldn't believe that, you know, my logo was going to be next to the NFL's. And so for me, when I was asked, it was a no-brainer. I would have done whatever they wanted me to do. So I'm just excited to be a part of it. And I'm excited to be a part of anything with the NFL on it. And you know, I love all the clothes. I wear them all the time. I think they're great. So this has been a cool thing for me.
And it's been successful. I mean, you only launched in November. You've been a top 10 selling apparel brand on Fanatics, which is the go-to for all sports, you know, licensed sports gear. So it's one thing for you to make it and you like it, or your buddies or family like it. People like it. Like, people you'll never meet in your life decided they like your brand. That's got to be as satisfying as a hit record, I would think.
Oh, it is pretty. It's so satisfying when people come on social media and then, you know, "I just got the fleece," or "I just got this jacket," or "I just got this." And they show me pictures of them in it. I just think that's awesome. And like you said, man, you know, this is my line, and seeing people that I'll probably never meet buy it and like it as much as they do is pretty awesome.
Now, I don't know if you've ever experienced this when you were younger, but you and I had a connection that you'll never remember, nor should you remember. I want to be clear. I'm not calling you out on it. I want to go back to, we're going to go back now to 1995-96, okay?
Wow. I don't remember much about that, but okay.
I'm living in Philadelphia doing sports talk radio in Philly, and I become really good friends with a kid from South Carolina. We become roommates, we hit it off, and his best friend growing up is a guy that just put out an album. And it's a really good album, and it's starting to get some play. And the first hit from that album has a guest appearance by Darius Rucker. And I'm like, no way. I go, I'm a huge fan of Darius, and Hootie, you guys are just becoming like a huge mega group. And his buddy comes up to Philly. We spend the weekend together. And he goes, "I'll get Darius on the phone right now." He never got you on the phone. But the name of the song was Solitude. And, of course, we're talking about Edwin McCain. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely
right. How did that come about? Did you guys, you didn't grow up together, but you must have been in the same circuit playing together, yeah?
Yeah, we played tons together. We actually gave Edwin a start. We saw him playing at the Tiki Hut in Hilton Head and just freaked out at how great he was. And as soon as we started making it, we took him on tour with us and he got a record deal and stuff. And he's my brother. I just think he's one of the most talented people I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, he's been through it pretty good, but came out the other side aces. And is doing great.
Oh, yeah.
And is a good guy. And I've experienced, you know, with addiction now myself. So I have great respect for people that come through it and kick its ass and still, you know, live a life worth living. He's one of those guys who I have a great admiration and respect for. But I remember hearing, you know, Solitude for the first time. And I go, Darius Rucker, no way. He's like, yeah, that's my guy. That's my guy. If I get him on the phone. He's like, no problem. I'll get him on the phone right now. An hour later, you never picked up.
That's funny.
Yeah. All right, before we let you go, music wise what's coming up next? I know you had Beers and Sunshine. We got another single coming out or no?
Yeah, I'm working on one right now. We're gonna be putting some out here in the next month or so, and hopefully my record comes out in the spring or something or something like that. I'm finishing it up right now, and you know, I got my tour. I got my theater tour that I'm starting in February through March, so I'm looking forward to that a lot.
How good is it to be back on tour after the pandemic and not being able to do that for so long?
Awesome. You know, we Hootie's doing this thing in Cancun, and, you know, you have a small minority of people yelling, don't play, and, it's, you know, you got everybody going, if you don't play it, I'm going to kill you. I got a babysitter. So it's been a crazy decision to have to make, but I'm glad I didn't have to make it.
Well, listen, I know the tour is going to hit New York at some point this spring. So when you do, we'd love to see you in person and swing by and say hi. And a continued success, not just musically, but with the clothing line over at Fanatics. And anytime I can return the favor, you know, count me in. And it's always good seeing you, pal.
Great talking to you guys, too. Y'all take care.
Last thing before you go. Last thing.
Yeah.
Who's your Super Bowl prediction? Let me hear it.
That's a tough one. For my boy, I'm going to go Green Bay. And this is my upset. Green Bay and the Bills.
Green Bay, Buffalo, and the winner is?
Green Bay.
All right.
Yeah, Buffalo's going to blow.
Little chalk, Dan. Little chalk, but we'll let it go. ID, be good. Be good, pal. Talk to you. We'll see you when you come to New York, okay?
Take care, you guys.
See you later.
Darius Rucker, better known to a lot of you, is, of course, Hootie and the Blowfish. And you can check out his clothing line, the Darius Rucker Collection on Fanatics. And all good. Good dude.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.